have plenty of time to get out of the way before these hurricanes. So I'm listening to Fatty's hurricane coverage. Now, he didn't ask me. An expert, by the way. An expert. A Floridian, a native Floridian. I hereby declare myself an expert in hurricanes. He never once called me and asked me my thoughts and whether he should evacuate.
Daniel, should I evacuate?
Should I evacuate? And I would have told him, no, absolutely not. You're not going to evacuate. Fuck that shit.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Should I evacuate?
Should I evacuate? And I would have told him, no, absolutely not. You're not going to evacuate. Fuck that shit.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2452. For Wednesday the 21st of June 2017, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I don't have any idea what I'm going to talk about. Be ready. Hello, moisties. Be ready. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yeah, I gotta tell you, you're moisties today, y'all. It has been raining. Big Fatty, the old gal's gonna get jealous. Well, y'all, we're gonna talk about the weather today, and I saw on the Twitter that the Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego. Has turned on his air conditioner. Big Fatty, he's never had an air conditioner before. It's true. And I saw that Big Ricky was sweating to the oldies. Big Fatty, Big Ricky is a sweating oldie. Well, that too. Until he saw that it was 113 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona, down there where the game night gals are. And Big Fatty, I thought they were in Albuquerque. No, I think that's Big Fatty. He moved to Oregon. Well, anyway, and y'all. But it's been raining here. Where the weather rat is predicting more rain to come later today. And y'all, it's kind of our summer pattern. Yes, Big Fatty, the summer pattern. We get those popcorn showers in the afternoons, but y'all, this is a rain moving up from the south, and y'all, now that we're in the hurricane, season, and y'all, that is a garden salad with some feta cheese, a rotisserie chicken, and some Greek salad dressing. Ooh, Big Fatty. And let's see. And now there's a hurricane. Not a hurricane. Well, we are in hurricane season, but there's a tropical storm twirling around out there in the Gulf of Mexico, which we all know is Mexican for Gulf of Mexico, and Big Fatty, what'd you do? I don't know what I did. It was a stitch, y'all, it looks like it's gonna be coming ashore, all ashore that's going ashore there in the Tejas. The Tejas probably could use some moistness, some rain. Big Fatty, I think Tim and James have already evacuated. Well, I think they've moved is what they've done. Oh, okay. Anyway, so y'all, it's just kind of moist. It's just kind of moist here in Charleston. Big Fatty, I think you've talked enough about the weather. You can either move on to what medications you're taking or your bowel movements, or maybe I can move on to this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 21st of June, y'all, is very, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have met this person just as nice as he can be out there at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. And, y'all, he is the other half of Aussie Martinez. Y'all, they're out there in the Colorado. Are they in the Denver? Big Fatty, I don't remember. Is it the Colorado Spring? It doesn't matter. They're in that city that has a haze over it. Big Fatty Haze, Colorado. That's it. Y'all, it's Jay. It is Jay in the Colorados out there. And Big Fatty, he is such a nice person. What in the hell? What in the hell made me? Well, anyway, let's just move forward. Anyway, y'all, I don't know if Jay is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but y'all, if you see him, or even if you see that RC Martinez on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that RC makes sure that Jay gets a big old piece of cake. Oh, wait a minute. That's that special cake. Well, okay, maybe they'll both have a big old piece of cake. Hazy cake. It's that hazy cake. It's better than that tasty cake. Hazy cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we are at 71 days until Cruise of a Lifetime from Amsterdam to Barcelona. Big Fatty, except Granny, he's going to Australia. That's correct. He's going to Australia. And y'all, we've made our final payments on the cruise. Well, Granny and I made ours a while back, but Durwood and Big Dick made theirs. And y'all, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for Atlantis to announce the pre and post cruise packages before we decide if we're going to just go ahead and stay in the hotels that we've pre-booked, or if we're going to switch over to their pre and post cruise packages. But anyway, if I had to guess, I would guess that we're going to stay in the ones that we've already pre-booked. But y'all, we got some quotes on transfers from the Aereo Puerto to the hotel, and the hotel to the ship, and then from the ship to the hotel, and the hotel to the Aereo Puerto, both in Amsterdam and Barcelona. And y'all, quite frankly, it's only going to be about $75 apiece for all of those per person.
The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. Come on, great listeners, and join in on the fun with over 30 great shows participating starting Friday the 23rd of June at 7:45 p.m. 48 hours of LGBTQ programming for your listening pleasure. So make sure you join us. The Pride 48 live streaming weekend is here. Come on, go to www.pride48.com. Should be easy. Come join us.
That is correct. And y'all, that is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before bumper for the Pride 48 weekend. It's just lovely that you could fit that into your busy schedule to do that for the Pride 48. And anyway, y'all, I just want to remind everyone that Pride 48 live streaming weekend starts, like Digga said, 7:45 p.m. in the evening this Friday, the 23rd. And then our brother will do his show at 8 p.m. in the evening. And then it, yes, Big Betty, you always go first. So the bar is set low. It's true. And speaking of the bar, Big Fatty will be having a Tanqueray and tonic or two. Big Fatty, are they going to be Vera-sized? Oh, no, I would be passed out if they were Vera-sized. But so y'all come and participate, be in the chat room. Big Fatty will have the chat room going, yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to monitor the chat room. Well, that should be interesting. And come for the pre-show at 7:45 p.m. We got a couple of big announcements to make at that. And I think you'll all be very pleased with what we got to say. And what else? Well, Big Fatty, I don't know. Y'all, I need questions. I still need some Axe Big Fatty questions. You know, I said on yesterday's little show that that I was going to send an e-letter to my straight boyfriends, that's Straight Bob and Nort. And Phil, who used to be in the Oregon, and to my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. And Big Fatty, he's unsubscribed. I've just decided he no longer listens. Couldn't be bothered. Well, I don't know about that, but y'all, I've heard back from Straight Bob, and I've heard from Naught. But Straight Bob and Naught, you can throw out a couple of more than just what you did send. And y'all, I've also gotten a couple of questions from the Shy Yeti and from Gus Chant and from Dr. Stone. I've gotten some from Dr. Stone as well. So y'all, I still need Big Fatty. That's not nearly. You can't fill up 20 minutes with that. Well, you're exactly right. I gotta have more than that. So anyway, y'all send them in. Just send them to ruined at bigfattyonline.com and try to get them to me by tomorrow on Thursday so I can kind of get organized. Big Fatty, is that gonna be enough time for you to get organized? When y'all, let me just say this also. The fact that Big Fatty is doing a live little show on Friday night does not mean that you won't have your regular little show on Friday. So y'all, this is just it's bonus, and then you'll get to hear them again next week. But y'all plan to be in the chat room if you've never done a Pride 48 before. It's a lot of fun, and I think you'll have a good time. Yes, Big Fatty. I see y'all went out to the Villa Mailbox when I got home, and y'all, there's a can from that Princess Hana, and let's just open it up and see what it says. Oh, Big Fatty, look! And it's y'all, it's a brown card. Big Fatty is a short. It's a short card. No, it's a brown card, and it says, if I have to stop this car, and y'all, you open it up, and it says, you drove me everywhere, and I drove you crazy, so does that make us evening? Happy Father's Day. Love you, Princess Hana and the Boy Genius. Big Fatty, that is so sweet. It is, and Princess Hana, I'm sorry it didn't get here in time for Father's Day, but that's okay. That's okay, because the sentiment is there, and let's just say we got a little note written here, and it says, Herbie Freddy, I bought this card for my dad many years ago, and sadly, never had a chance to give it to him. I thank you for everything you've done for me and the Boy Genius. Being able to share my mistake, is that mistakes? No, that's not mistakes. My something with you. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's milestones. Milestones. With you has been... has warmed my heart. Big Fatty. Okay. Warming the hearts. So indigestion, Mexican food will warm your heart too. I also thank you for Big Fatty, for being willing to be my dad during Father's Day. Though for some, it has a different meaning. Big Fatty, she knows you're vulgar. Please take care, and I am with you on this day. I am always an E letter away. Well, Princess Anna, thank you so much. Big Fatty, that is lovely, and that's so special. That you had bought that card for your father, and that's just Big Fatty. Are you gonna cut onions? I'm gonna try not to, but it's just lovely. And yo, Princess Hunter has sent me some pictures of the boy genius, and y'all, he is developing into quite the young man. He was going to some sort of a sock hop or something. Big Fatty, I don't think they have sock hops anymore. Well, I don't know what it is, but anyway, he had on his dancing slippers, I think, and he was going out with his friends and y'all. Then he had his name called, and it was some sort of gravitation or something that he went to, and it was just lovely to be able to experience those things. Yes, Big Fatty, and so thank you, Princess Anna. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you, Princess Anna. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, you know, when I was over in Atlanta for that 2 weeks, y'all, I got so far behind on little shows that, y'all, I'm still trying to catch up. Big Fatty, is that catching up with Mike and Joe? That's one that I caught up on. I'm hearing on some of the little shows, you know, people offering... kind words and condolences and all about the orange hat, and I truly appreciate it. And if you said something and I hadn't acknowledged it or anything yet, I just hadn't gotten to it yet, y'all. I'm just Big Fatty, you're behind. You're as behind as you're not as behind as Vera. Her behind is just. Y'all, one of the little shows I heard is the one where I was talking to, Randy in the Penis Slivania had said that he was going to have the back surgery and to send him good thoughts. And Randy, we hadn't heard from you. Why don't you give us an update and maybe send an Axe Big Fatty question along with that? And then tune in on Friday night for the Pride 48 and hear answer your question. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, y'all. I saw a group out today. They were doing some testing. They're getting ready. They're going to do some kind of, I don't know what they're going to do, but it has something to do with the solar eclipse coming up, the full eclipse coming up about 2 months from now in August. Mr. Cackle and Dr. P will be here for that. Speaking of them, they sent me a voice letter with the winner of the contest, but y'all, I'm not sure that they had Phoenix Dave's entries in that, so I'm holding off till I hear for sure. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions, and
should I evacuate?
Should I evacuate? I would have told him no, absolutely not. You're not going to evacuate. Fuck that shit.
Oh no, you've got to evacuate, or you'll become constipated.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.